Well, Hugh, I've just spoken to Lawrence Hegarty in Brún Crana, and of course they're back in the final for the second year in a row, and he's certainly expecting a stiff challenge from Niamh Connell tomorrow. Are you going to give them that? Are you ready for it?
Well, definitely, Tom. I suppose we've been working towards that, and working hard. I suppose 2 years ago we would have been in the final in the Junior A as well. Just a very light team that year. Like, we had a few injuries just coming up to the game, and both we went out with 17 of a panel that day. Gideor gave us a good beating, and I suppose we, last year, I suppose it would have been Brún Crana that would have put us out. They beat us down in Brún Crana that day, and return leg up in Glendies now, I suppose we beat them, but it was ragged get score, so we didn't get enough, to get over the line. But definitely a stiff challenge, from Brún Crana, it was last year. There'll not be much in it, I don't think, this year either, because, they're a good side, they've been growing, and they have both the experience of playing in the final last year, which means a lot to any team,
But having said that, you haven't been far away over the last couple of seasons.
No, we haven't been far away, but I suppose, as we just are players, we just didn't have the numbers, and, just bringing in the younger players. That made the difference, really. And I suppose between last year and this year, we've been just, working hard at, getting the team going and getting the younger players in. Without the younger players, we probably wouldn't be fit to field the team at all, So it's great for them, and it's great for the older players, and that's what we've been working at. And, we're here in the final again the year, and we know we're definitely, it's pulled on the day, that'll all happen, and we're hopefully not going to leave it behind us,
It must be a huge boost to you and really strengthen your team and your chances having a player of the calibre of Aoife McDonald back this year.
Ah, that's right, Tom. As old Aoife, looking at her down the years, she's been playing at the highest level, since she was fit to kick a ball. And she's that type of player, and I think all the players look up to her. Just massive, to be quite honest, she's been there, she has the experience, and as I said, played at the highest level, and it's definitely a big boost to Niamh Connell, and I suppose this would be the first time she would have played for the ladies team, and Glendies, she would have played, started off, her underage, she would have played with the boys, and then Glendies didn't have any ladies team at that time, way back. She would have played her football with Ardra then, but she's been definitely coming back this year, it's been a big boost to us, and a big boost to the team, and as I said, everybody looks up to her, and I have great respect for her myself as well,
As the old saying goes, one swallow never made a summer, one player is never going to make a team either. Tell me about the rest of your team.
Well, the rest of the team, definitely. I would have a lot of faith in the girls. As I say, we've been working hard at our game, and they've been taking everything on board, and I suppose it's trying to get the right blend in, and we have a lot of very good players, very skillful players, they play with a lot of excitement to watch them, and that'll be each and every one of them, and they've been working hard in their training, and definitely, getting there all the time, and it's about getting up the ladder, really, I suppose, they're building confidence, and within themselves, and as I would be telling them, it's getting the fitness level, and that's where you get your confidence from, and definitely we've been going definitely very well this year, and I would have a lot of faith in the girls now for tomorrow, to be quite honest.
And in terms of team, have you got everybody?
Yeah, well, we have everybody, surely. You would look back to Alana McDonald, that'd be a sister of Aoife's now. She's been struggling with injury there for the last number of years, and she done a crusade a second time, and then she got it done, got it fixed, and she was back with us this year at the beginning of the year, and on the guilt All Ireland, she got a groin injury, which she thought it was a groin injury at the time. And struggle to shake it off, and she's out now for tomorrow because it's something that's gone in the hip or something.
Yeah.
She's a big loss to us, And then the other player would have been I made her captain this year. It was Emily Thompson. She'd be a sister of the Thompsons, Anthony and them. Yeah, she was she'd done the same there about a year and a half ago. She'd done the cruciate, and she was back working very hard. This year, back into a couple of months ago, she was flying. And worked wild harder again to get back and done everything right, And just we were just doing a wee game session one evening, and she turned on the knee, she hurt the knee again. And she's been, for the last 6 weeks now, she's been working at it, but she's not going to be fit to go with her because, she just tried it out there last evening there in the training session, and she's not fit to go with her. Very disappointed for her and for Alana as well, like, you know, because, like, they've been two very big players, like, I mean, for Glentys, and but there's nothing you can do about that, you know. You're going to have faith in the rest of the squad, and the other couple of players are going to come in, and they're going to be fit to do a job for us, hopefully, on the day.